Salt and light. When a faith community becomes inward focused, we're also inclined to withdraw from the world. It happens. When a faith community becomes more about letting the desire for personal preferences in the worship service be more important than living out the mission in the community, we are withdrawing from the world. I mean, that happens too. And Jesus had something to say about all of that in today's reading, in the Sermon on the Mount. It offers these two images that emphasize the worldwide and the world-affirming mission given to the Christian community. You are the salt of the earth, and you are the light of the world, salt and light. You strengthen the earth's flavor. You preserve the earth's food. You seal the earth's covenants. You even signify wisdom. You make the known unknown. You make the unseen seen. You turn that which is evil into good and turn that which is hate into love. Salt and light. You're not about bloating. You're not about raising blood pressure, raising stroke risk. Not that. The color of your skin has nothing to do with it. Salt and light. Something wonderful about how Jesus says all of this. Calling the people at the Sermon on the Mount gathering, calling all who have ears to hear, you are, all of you together, the salt. You are, all of you together, the light. He wasn't pointing to an individual. All of you together, this collective. When we hear it now, when Jesus said it, it just shows this current reality too. All together you are. Not you will be, not you can be, but you are already. You're already the light of the world. You're already the salt of the earth. And then the way Jesus says it has a follow-up, right? Since you're salt and light, that's what you're supposed to do. Join in the mission of Jesus Christ. You're salt of the earth, you're light of the world. Just do what you already do. Be what you already are. And what if we're not? And Jesus has a follow-up comment there too. He's got something for both images that emphasize the tragedy of salt that no longer serves as salt. And the absurdity of a city on a hill being hid, or a lamp being put under a bushel basket rather than on a lampstand. But we could also put that in a positive. Salt is to do its salting, and light is to do its illuminating, right? That's it. And what about this part? Chemically, scientifically, for real, can salt lose its saltiness? Uh-uh. No, it can't. Sodium chloride is a stable compound. Never loses its saltiness. There's your science. Jesus wasn't a scientist, though. Jesus did know that salt can be dissolved, diluted. It can be gross when it's all mixed together with all kinds of stuff. So it may appear that it's lost its saltiness, or maybe it's just lost its usefulness because it's too diluted. But salt never stops being salty. Our taste buds with salt, they may change over time. You notice this. Sometimes when you're sick, you can't taste anything. Sometimes as you age, you can't taste things the same way, but the salt is still salty. It may appear that it's not, but it's still salty. It was, it is, it will be salty. So that's the way it is with St. Paul's. We have a wonderful purpose and a wonderful usefulness, and if we don't fulfill this purpose, it's of no use. Well, at least it's of no use to us. But the saltiness is still present. Our wonderful purpose and usefulness, it doesn't go away. It still is. So we just get to be what we are. We get to do what we do. Be salt and light, salting and illuminating. And we're not supposed to just talk about it either. Salt and light. Be what we are. Don't just talk about it. Here's what Jesus said. Let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. That's the community's good works. St. Paul's good works. They give witness to a gracious God. And through the community, well, the community is itself is shaped through God, through the salt, through the light. A community of faith, we're dramatically formed by what we do. And we're also dramatically formed by what we do not do. You are the salt of the earth. Stay salty, my friends. Keep being a force for good in the world. Let that light shine. Show love for God and love for all. Don't hide it. Don't try to turn it off. Do good. Let others see the good you do. And let all know of God's love. Jesus was not a follow the law type person. He did say that we do follow the law when we follow God's two most important commandments of love God and love one another. But he reminds people, you are these things. You're salt and light. Go and do what you do. You're the ones I'm here for. I want you to understand the law. I want you to live it at its most basic level. That, love God and love everyone. How do we do that? How do we do that? Do we do that by coming to church on Sunday? Yes, of course. Do we do that by participating in the crop walk in whatever way we can? Yes. Do we do that by being part of our a little bit dormant but still present, still salty St. Paul's Action Network where we have opportunities to make a difference in the world? Crop walk is one of those opportunities. Bible study after church is one of those opportunities. Painting the peace mural. I didn't set it up today because we had a lot going on. There's the Bible study, and then I got to head over to Crop Walk right away, and I thought maybe it was going to get a little too crowded, but next week we'll have the peace mural up again, and it's been on display, changing lives, changing hearts. How else do we do it? We donate. We donate our time, our resources. We have enough. Not everyone has a ton, but we all have enough to help in some way. We invite people to participate in the life of the church, in the life of whatever is going on. We look around and see that there is so much that we can do. I don't think anyone's going to get out with a chainsaw and help cut a tree that's across Dunham today. But we can help people in some way in our neighborhood. I know that with the, where are we? I'm pointing right there, right? The lot that is going to be a help to the neighborhood because of the flood control that's going to happen there with all of the piping and the water retention so that water doesn't just flow through there and go on to someone else's property, but it gets channeled through to an area where it's not going to be flooded. We volunteer. Volunteer to help where we can. Maybe it's through Downers Grove Fish. Maybe it's through the People's Resource Center. Maybe it's through some place that I don't know about, but that helps people. Helps Front Door. We participate in discerning God's vision for St. Paul's in our role in the world. That's so important. It's so important that we establish why we're here. There's a lot of reasons, a lot of things we can do, and they're all part of the why, but we have to figure out all of it, put it together into something cohesive where we say, you know, why does St. Paul's exist? We exist because we're here to be the church. Let's find out. Let's find out more about what God's call is to us, what God's vision is for us. You know, from the Sermon on the Mount, last week, the Beatitudes, but this week, the salt and light. What is God's call for us? In a very gentle sense, live as salt and light. Be the church living for the world. Amen.